I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What would it cost you if you quit now? What would it cost you if you stopped fighting? We all have those moments when we want to quit, when we want to throw in a towel, where we don't see the end game. And the target is not clear. I know you think it's over, but you gotta go again. Leave every excuse behind. You can't quit. You got more left in you. You are not a quitter. You are not a one-hit wonder. You are called to do something great. Try harder. Reach higher, run faster, stand taller. It is the man that refuses to quit. It is the man that refuses to put down his gloves that separates winners from wannabes. It doesn't matter how broken, how weary and devastated you are right now. That pain will not last forever.
I don't want to win one time. I don't want to be noticed one time. I don't want to make history one time. I want to do it over and over and over again. Do it again, no matter how hard it was. No matter how much you cried and you sweat and you bled. Do it again. Because in the end, it will be worth it.
Someday, at some point in your life, you're going to be able to look back and say, man, I'm so glad I didn't quit. I need you to wake up in this new day, in this moment, and seize the opportunity. You are alive for a reason. Don't let anybody tell you you don't have what it takes. There is more left in your tank.
It's your time. It's your turn. You've doubted yourself long enough. People have left you, overlooked you, undervalued you, underpaid you. It's your time to connect. It's your time to get paid. It's your time to sign the deal. It's your time.
If you're going to be fully persuaded about anything, persuade yourself to keep going. And the more that you influence you, you will influence the world. So keep going, because it's all worth it in the end. Do it again.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is the man that comes back round after round, that may have taken a beating physically, but he is not broken mentally, that comes back round after round after round after round. And he goes back into the dark room and he puts the work and he comes back out into the light and he puts on a show. Put on a show. Will you put in the work? Will you stay the course? Will you try it again? You're either going back or you're going forward. The reason why you didn't win is because you gave up too soon. Everybody wants a comeback, but nobody wants a setback. You can't have a comeback without a setback. There is a warrior inside of you that will emerge. There is a person that refuses to lose, that will be birthed out of a setback. You are going to experience loss. You are going to have seasons in your life where you're not going to understand why and how you got where you are. So you got this. There's more left in that tank. Keep striving. There's always another way, another approach, a different perspective, another angle that you can try, not just harder, but you can try differently. Whatever the goal is, it's time to shatter the ceiling above your head, to break records, to shatter the status quo, to punch through targets. It's your time. I don't know what your dream is, but if you write it down and you put the work in and you beat on your craft and you give it everything you have and you give yourself to your work, at some point, everything's going to begin to shift and change because you refuse to quit. No matter how many times I face this giant, I am surrounded by walls 100 times taller than me. They gotta fall down because I have made winning a habit. Continue on marching forward. Do not give up. I don't care how many times you have lost. I don't care how many people have counted you out. I don't care how many times you talked yourself out of it. You are breathing to win. You are breathing to live a life of abundance. Run on the field again. Step into the arena again. Try it one more time. And after you do that, you're going to come back for more. Go back and win. Let me tell you something you already know. There are enough people who have not believed in you. There are enough people who have walked away from you. There are enough people who told you you don't have what it takes. You don't measure up. You will not finish. There are enough people that are counting you out. There are enough people that are saying you can't finish. Do not join them. A warrior only needs one more opportunity to reveal to the world that he is more than just a dreamer. I don't care what the scoreboard says. You have an opportunity to shock the world. It is in our nature to be very disempowering, pessimistic, negative people. Sometimes we just don't feel like moving forward. But I need you to know that there are people who are depending on you. There are people that believe in you. There are people that are rooting for you. And they are expecting you to win. With each day that is presented to you, you have an opportunity to change everything. That all you have is all you need. Win again. Punch through again. You got to get out of this trying mentality. I'm going to try. I'm going to give it a try. I will break out of the I'm going to try. I'll try to smile. I'll try to be happy. I'll try to make it a good day. I will smile. I will make it a good day. I will win again. I will bring my A game again. I will give it everything I have again. This mentality, this approach to living is what builds the bridges to the future. This is how we cement our legacy.
by being a person that gives again, believes again, does it again, picks up the pieces and tries to put the puzzle together again, try it again, and eventually winning will become a habit. So keep going.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Until you have won some small victory for humanity.
Sometimes I gotta look myself in the mirror and ask myself, is that all you got? Come on, you're prepared, you're conditioned, you've been beaten, you've been battered, you've been broken, you've been left for dead, but there's more because you're breathing and you feel it. So if you can feel it, you can push it, so push past. The truth of the matter is, that's not all you have. There's more left in you. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. I know you've been brought to tears. All the blood, all the sweat, all the sacrifice, all of the suffering. I know you want to quit right now, but this is not the time to let go. This is not the time to doubt. This is not the time to quit. Keep going. Use it to your advantage. See the pain as a stage. See the pain as a plane. See the pain as an opportunity. You gave me an opportunity to reinvent myself. You gave me an opportunity to come out of my grave that you put me in. You left me for dead. I'm coming out alive. I'm coming out kicking. I'm coming out swinging. You left me and thought I wouldn't overcome. You forgot about me. You let go and thought I couldn't survive it. But I'm here. It's not always about people. Sometimes life, oftentimes, most of the times, life will bloody your nose. Life will leave you in a cardiac arrest. Life will leave you in an accident. Life will knock you upside your head and dare you to get back up again. Use the pain, because there's more left. I'm talking to that person in the hospital bed. I'm talking to that person that lost their mother. I'm talking to that person that lost their father. I'm talking to that person who didn't get picked on the team. I'm talking to that stay-at-home mom. I'm talking to that future engineer. I'm talking to that future entrepreneur, that hustler. I'm talking to that person who's been called to do something nobody's done in their family. I know you're going through an unprecedented amount of pain, but you can press through it. If you can feel it, you can lift it. The time is now to do what has never been done. Use the pain! Use the pain! Use the pain! So I hear the crowds calling. And even if they're silent, I will call myself. Why is it that we go through life and we feel like we can live without pain, that we can avoid pain, that we can go under it or go around it? Pain is like pressure. And without pressure, there is no diamond. And I'm just wondering if there's anybody out there that's listening to me that is sick and tired of complaining about the pain. I don't make enough. They didn't believe in me. They weren't there. They didn't see it. They didn't pick me. I didn't get the raise. I didn't get the promotion. She walked out on me. He abused me. My kids are ignoring me. My teenagers are driving me crazy. I'm just wondering if there's anybody that want to stop complaining about it and is going to use it to your advantage. Imagine if you could use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you could use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you could use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain can make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help? Because you wouldn't have prayed like you pray had you not been hurt. You wouldn't love like you love had you not been hurt, because you know what it's like to hate somebody. So you refuse to go down that path. Use the pain. A musician plays his instrument, play pain, play it. When pain shows up at your door, when people try to inject it, inflict it, use it to your advantage. Oftentimes, it feels like it is impossible, an insurmountable feat to get past the beating. But as long as I can feel it, I'm not in a state of paralysis. If you can feel it, you can move it. I can feel this. I can move this. I'm not paralyzed. I can feel this. It's heavy, but it's got to get out of my way. When life throws you a weight, lift it. I'm not complaining because life got heavier. I'm celebrating because I'm getting stronger. Let's go! Use the pain! Your perspective is everything. You gotta see this thing differently. You gotta find a mirror and see this thing differently. And I gotta speak these affirmations, and I have to believe. I have to believe, even if I'm bleeding, even if I'm broken. I have to believe that this came to help me, not hurt me. It made me better. I'm not bitter. I'm wiser. I'm conditioned now. I see this thing differently now. I'm able to move and navigate and breathe different and talk different and walk different and build differently. I'm not building out of anger and revenge. I'm building from a place of abundance. Pain is inevitable, and it is unavoidable. You cannot live without pain. But how you navigate that pain will determine how you propel into your purpose. Use the pain. Use the pain to push you into a place of abundance. Use the pain to push you into a place where your very existence is life-giving. Use the pain not for revenge, but for fulfillment. I don't want you to die because you wanted me to die. I don't hate you because you hate me. I don't want you to lose everything, even though you took everything from me. I want everybody to win. If you can hear my voice, I want you to win. I'm talking to people that have lied on me. I'm talking to the people that have given up on me. I'm talking to the people that have walked out on me after I gave you everything. I'm talking to you. I want you to win. I want everybody to win. That's how you know you've used the pain. Not to inflict pain, but you've converted that pain in the fuel. And so there needs to be a conversation on the inside of you about conversion. Convert the pain into fuel, not payback. Payback is for punks. I don't need you to hurt like you hurt me. I want you to win because I want to be better. I got to be bigger. I got to be the better human being. I got to be the one who is existing that's life-giving. I got to be the one that can do better. I got to be the one that after you knock me off of the mountain, after you push me off of the hill, after you drag me off the staircase I was climbing, after I wipe the blood out of my eyes and spit up whatever I need to spit up and cough up whatever I need to cough up, I'm coming back to help you. I need everybody to win. Pain is inevitable, and it is unavoidable. The question is, can you leave where you've been? Can you close the gap between pain and promise? So it's time to come face to face with pain. Look yourself in the mirror and ask yourself, how much more can you take? Ask yourself the question, is this all you got? The more you run and the more you lift and the more you train and the more you dance and the more you sing and the more you advance into the beauty, the brilliance of your future, the more that you move forward and you advance and you do it for your mother, you do it for your father, you do it for the one that believed in you, you do it for God himself who put you on this planet to make an impact and leave a legacy. Ask the pain one question: is this all you have? Is this all you got? Well, I'm lifting these weights. I know it hurts, but ask that dumbbell. Is that all you got? Ask that treadmill. Is that all you got? When you're in rehearsal, when you're practicing again, when you're beating on your craft, ask yourself, is this all you got? Self, I got more in me. You thought you were empty, but you had a quarter tank. Some of you had half a tank. Some of you had three quarters of a tank. There's more in you. My content creators, my entrepreneurs, my musicians, come on, my keynote speakers, my captains of industries, my CEOs, from the captain to the cashier, there is more in you. It hurts when we hit in the gym. It hurts when we're lifting these weights and we're trying to accomplish a goal. It hurts. It's painful. It's daunting. It's cumbersome. I don't want to do it. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. I'm suffering. But after I've suffered, there is a reward. Stay-at-home father, stay-at-home mother, lawyer, doctor, hygienist, author. I don't know who you are, where you're from, but there's more in you. You may be hurting. You may be dying on the inside, but you still got life left.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You gave them everything you had, and they left you for dead. I know what that feels like, to be left for dead after you gave everything you had. I know what it feels like. You give, and you pour, and you sow, and you believe, and you give them everything you have, and they leave you for dead. And you are either going to lie in a state of paralysis or feel the pain. The truth of the matter is, if you can feel it, you still got life left in you. Close the gap between pain and promise. The gap is closing. The gap is closing. The gap is closing. The gap is closing today. Use the pain! Use the pain! Use the pain!
We all have two people. We all have two people. And I'm not saying you're crazy. We have the easy voice. That's that voice that we all love. That's that very comfortable voice that's that mommy holding you saying it's going to be okay. Doesn't care how good you are, just loves you. Just loves you no matter how messed up you are in life. So that's that one voice. This other voice that we walk very far away from is the voice saying, hey man, you ain't doing shit. So we try to get this voice out of our head completely. And we live over here in this land. So what you have to do first is turn up this voice over here. The voice saying things to you that aren't nice. That it's in our head saying, you know what man, dude, you're not doing shit. I'm not saying to put yourself down. I'm saying listen to the truth. And the truth isn't in the 20%. The truth is in this other part of your brain saying, look, man, you're wasting a bunch of percentage here. We have 80 more percent that we're not tapping into, because in this other 80% is suffering, pain, failure, self-doubt, darkness, and then a whole bunch of light. But to get to this light, you gotta go through all of this. So a lot of us know that. I can get over here, but over here, man, this is much better, because I gotta go through this journey that is not fun. This from 20 to 100%, this shit in between is not fun. So we decide to live over here. So everybody goes, how do we do that? You know exactly how to do that. You know exactly, it's not a magic trick. There's nothing I talk about that's a magic trick. It's all back down to a very primitive mindset of we just have to do. It's like breathing. Breathing becomes normal. Like, we didn't know that we're doing it. That's how you have to live your life. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 or 5 in the morning, your mind says no. You just say, it's just what we do. It's what we do now. Because to get to where you want to go, the amount of pain involved, I'm not saying physical, I'm not saying you got to break yourself off. The amount of mental pain of how many times you're going to have to do something that you don't want to do to get to where you want to go. When I was 297 pounds and I was fat as hell trying to be a Navy SEAL, the scariest thing in the world to me, even to this day, was that that could have been the rest of my life. I thought then I was trying hard. That's the scariest thing in the world. I thought then, 297 pound, working for Ecolab, spraying for cockroaches, making $1,000 a month. I thought that was me at my 100% potential. Come to find out, a few years later, I wasn't anywhere near that. 106 pounds less, graduated Navy SEAL training, went on to do all these other things. Looking back on that, that was me trying hard. That's why people gotta understand, what is in us, we have no idea until we start trying hard. And I mean really trying hard, when you're obsessed with, hey, this is my new norm. My new norm is that, wow, this isn't always fun. It's not always meant to be fun. And that's when you know you're trying hard.
Is that, and so people listening to us that maybe are at 20% or 30%, you know, about, yeah, I'm going hard, I'm going max, and yet they're not seeing the results. Like, how do they actually shake themselves out of that? We're all in a battle with our own brains. That's all life. That's all life is.
It's the most powerful thing in the world, is your own brain. It can work for you or against you.
And as opposed to focusing on all those bad things that happened, all the things you didn't have, the people that called you names, all the stuff in Brazil and Indiana, and you start thinking, wait a second, I just visualized this, and now I can take it to the next level. Because the visualization got you through SEAL training.
It did. And I was able to visualize the end. So when I was 297, and I was all fat and out of shape, and I couldn't run a quarter mile, and I was drinking milkshakes and eating boxes of donuts, I visualized, man, how would it feel? For a brief moment, there were 22 guys that graduated. I watched this segment on TV about these guys going through Navy SEAL training. And I couldn't even, I wasn't a great swimmer, I was afraid of the water, all this crap, man.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But at the very end, it says 22 guys, this commanding officer's up there, and he gives this great speech. I was like, man, I wonder. So I started visualizing me being the 23rd guy in these dress whites, sitting there with these guys, getting that Navy SEAL, you know, graduating this Navy SEAL training. I was like, God. So I put myself there. I was like, man, that's an amazing feeling. I put myself there at 297, not even able to do anything that these great men were doing. I said, man, if I could feel that, that would change my life. I can just feel that. It lasts for 1 second. You get that certificate, you walk across the stage, and what's next? But I didn't know that then. My mind was that I thought I'd live in that moment forever. So I said, wow, man, if I could just feel like that. If I could feel like that.
And what was that feeling you wanted so bad? Respect?
No. Victory. I wanted to win. Not like beat somebody else. It wasn't about that. I just wanted to go the distance. Everything in my life, when something got hard, I quit. If it was reading, that's where, you know, I wasn't great at reading. I wasn't great at writing, so I just quit. I couldn't catch on as fast as you. I had to work harder than you. So I quit. You know, I wasn't great at things, so I quit. You know, I'm not good at this. Like, man, if I could just go that distance, that extra mile, to just go, just to finish. I want to finish. I want to feel victory. And victory for me wasn't winning. It was just finishing. So I said, you know what? If I could feel like these guys feel, it would change my life. But what I realized, the best feeling I had was when I was by myself trying to lose this weight. I had to lose it in literally less than 3 months. 106 pounds in less than 3 months. And literally, I started feeling victory just by putting myself in the battle. It wasn't about going to Navy SEAL training. It wasn't about being the 23rd guy in that chair. I started realizing, man, just by going to war with myself every day and putting these challenges and these goals and these obstacles, these insurmountable obstacles. So it wasn't about losing 106 pounds. Me losing 5 pounds was an accomplishment. Me losing 10 pounds and then 50 pounds. And then the more I did this, the more I gained confidence. And then the more I gained confidence, the more I realized, these guys can't do what I'm doing right now. I had no coach, had no trainer, had no money. I didn't know how to lose weight. I had no knowledge of what I was doing. I was just working. I was just sacrificing. And then through that, all these different tools started coming up. But I would have never found these tools if I didn't put myself in a very uncomfortable place. We all look for toughness. We all want it. But we look for it in a comfortable environment. You will not find toughness in a comfortable environment. Those of you who are listening to this, whoever hear this, you will not find it.
Some of you don't even realize you have unfinished business. You need to go back where you left off with a new perspective. Go back to the gym. Go back to the drawing board. Go back to the business. Go back to the relationship. Go back to the burning building. You have unfinished business. All you got to do is show up with a new game plan and a new perspective. You got to finish business.
You have unfinished business. You got work to do. Perspective is everything. Let's go. I need you to hear me loud and clear. How you see this thing is everything. You cannot change the past, but you can change your perspective about it. You gotta see this thing differently. Stop complaining about the divorce. Stop complaining about the job loss. Stop complaining about the relocation. Your viewpoint is your advantage. Thank you for breaking up with me. Here's what you did. You opened up another opportunity for somebody else to come into my life. Thank you for firing me. You gave me an opportunity to explore entrepreneurship. I'm not bitter, I'm better. Perspective is what changes the game.
Hey,
Everybody wants increase and abundance and lifestyle change and new zip codes and new area codes, but you only read once a week and you only work out once or twice a month. And so the reason why you don't have what it is that you see, the reason why what's in your head is not in your hands, it's not your reality, is because your perspective opposes your potential. You don't have it because you don't see the value in it. If you believe you've been called to be the difference maker, the game changer, the disruptor, the person that comes into a room and commands the atmosphere. If you believe you've been called to be necessary and not grossly irrelevant, then everything you do, everything you see, everything rises and falls on your perspective, your perception, your viewpoint. How do you see this thing? What happens when your perspective, your perception diametrically opposes your reality? If you are going to give and grow and evolve and attain and become, everything rises and falls on your viewpoint. Show me somebody that hates to work out, and I'll show you a man that almost lost his life, and the doctor said, if you don't work out, you'll die. One sees it as cumbersome. One sees it as a problem. Another one sees it as a privilege. He sees it as his second chance, his new lease on life, that I have to work out. I get to work out. I get a chance to live a little longer. So one person sees the gym as a prison, and another person sees the gym as a passport. One man came within inches of losing his life, and another man has never come within 100 miles of losing his life, and he only works out twice a month, and somebody else works out 4 or 5 times a week. The reason why you only do it once or twice a month is because you don't see the value. Your viewpoint is either your advantage or your assassin. Your viewpoint will either get you going or get you killed. We see a storm, we see rain, and we think depression. We think I can't do anything. Instead of thinking grass can't grow without rain, roses don't bloom without rain. Number one, there's one thing I need you to stop saying, and that is, I should do something. That perspective, that viewpoint, that ideology, that philosophy, that mindset is going to get you bankrupt. I should start this. I should stop that. I should forgive. I should. You don't get what you should. You get what you must have.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I must work out X amount of times a week. I must forgive. I must evolve. I must become. I must retain. I must grow. I must live. I must evolve. I must go to the next level. I must live in this type of house. I must drive this type of car. I don't care how bad you think the shoes are that you are wearing. There is another man in this world who would kill to walk a mile in the pair that you wear. Marcus, what does this mean? This means that what you are complaining about, what you hate, what you can't stand, what you want to walk out of, what you want to give up on, there is somebody out there that would die to be in your position. And so here's what I need you to ask yourself. Is this problem an issue or is it an opportunity? Some of you, all you've been waiting for your whole life was an opportunity? What if losing your job was the opportunity? What if the divorce is an opportunity? What if the bankruptcy is an opportunity? What if the one you loved was an opportunity for you to reconnect with somebody and forgive them? I need you to see the bigger picture. I need you to have a little gratitude. You need to learn how to smile. You need to work out. I know you hate the gym. I know you hate to lift weights. I know you hate cardio. I know you don't like drinking water. I know you don't like taking care of your temple. You think it's the hardest thing to do in the world to commit. But there is somebody who's in the grave today, and if they had another opportunity to live, they would enthusiastically, with great confidence and courage and consistency, do what you hate just to live a little longer. Find the positive. See the bigger picture. Guard your gratitude. The trial, the tribulation, the adversity, the giant is not your assassin. The giant is your opportunity. Are you going to complain in the face of conflict, or are you going to seize the opportunity? I don't care what it is that you're trying to achieve, what you're trying to accomplish, what you're trying to give, how you're trying to evolve, what you are looking to become. Everything rises and falls on your perspective. Stop complaining about the jealousy and the envy and the backbiting and the person that gave up on you and the person that wasn't present and the person that lied to you and the person that attempted to manipulate and control. I'm not weary, I'm wiser. I'm not toxic, I'm triumphant. I see this thing differently. This season that you've entered into did not come to break you. It came to build you into the man or woman God has destined you to be. Change your perspective.
There's a reason why they say, see the light at the end of the tunnel. If you don't see that light, you're going to lose your mind. You will lose yourself. You will snap in half if you don't see past this. The challenge for many of us is that we got to see past our present pain and into the fruitfulness of the future. The right perspective makes the impossible possible. You cannot change the past, but you can always change your perspective. No problem can be solved from the same level of consciousness that created it. The severity of your problems is a matter of perspective. Change your perspective, and most of them become insignificant. Some of them will no longer exist as problems, but opportunities. The right perspective is the instrument you need, the tool you need. It's a discipline. It's an advantage. If you change the way you look at things, then the things that you see will change. Knowledge, a speech, a motivational moment will not sustain you unless you put it into perspective. How will you see the rest of your day? Because how you see the rest of your day will oftentimes determine the way you see the rest of your life. Shift your perspective. If you can change your perspective, you can change the future.
Many of you listening to me right now, you have unfinished business, and you need to go back to that dream, back to that idea. You have a date with destiny. You have unfinished business. It's time for you to go back to the drawing board with a new perspective. It's your viewpoint. And watch this. Your perspective actually shapes your language, and your language shapes your world. And so if you don't start thinking right, you're not going to talk right. And if you're not talking right, you're not going to experience the world that you see in your head. I don't know who God has called you to become, but what I can tell you is if you keep seeing it the way you have seen it, you will never become it. Everybody wants next level. Everybody wants wealth and influence, and everybody wants to be this esoteric novelty. But listen to me, you will never experience any of this showing up in your next season with the same viewpoint.
The right perspective makes the impossible possible.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Pain is inevitable. Pain is unavoidable. We can't live without pain.
How much pain can you endure?
Are you willing to use your pain?
Sometimes pain can be your friend, and sometimes pain can be your enemy.
There will always be pain. There will always be betrayal. There will always be somebody that doubts you, somebody that overlooks you, somebody that underpays you, somebody that undervalues you, somebody that talks the talk but doesn't walk the walk, somebody that's with you but not for you. We're always going to experience pain.
You just got to understand how to use pain to your advantage.
You've been through too much to retreat. Don't run from the discomfort. Lean into it, feel it, and remind yourself that it is only temporary.
Pain can lift you up even when you're feeling down. Pain will remind you that you are still alive. Pain will push you beyond your threshold. Pain is just doing its job.
So use it, because it's always going to be there. There will always be a measure of pain in your life.
In order for things to change, you've got to be willing to get up and do something. You don't have to be perfect, but you've got to make a move. Pain is an indicator light that lets you know that you need to take action on something.
See, we're talking about the game. We're talking about growing. We're talking about suffering so that you can go further.
The choice is yours. Use the pain to your advantage.
Pain doesn't mean you're finished. Your pain is trying to get you to get up.
See, there's the physical pain. There's the mental pain. In fact, there's even the spiritual pain.
It could be a painful day emotionally. It could be a painful day relationally. It could be a painful day financially. Are you going to complain? Or are you going to use it to your advantage?
Your pain is calling you to a higher level of thinking and a higher level of performing.
We have to come to a conclusion and know you got to hurt so you can grow.
It hurts when we hit in the gym. It hurts when we're lifting these weights and we're trying to accomplish a goal. It hurts. It's painful. It's daunting. It's cumbersome. I don't want to do it. I'm sweating. I'm bleeding. I'm crying. I'm suffering. But after I've suffered, there is a reward.
For those that are fighting and battling with mental stress, let me remind you, if it did not make you, it can never break you. You got to know how to rise above it. You got to know how to endure. And you got to know how to fight for it. And that pain, there's never a day off. Maybe this pain wasn't my enemy. Maybe this pain was building me up, even through the hardship.
So instead of a temporary fix, I'm challenging you to use your pain as fuel so that you can begin to design the life you want. You see, you can't build muscle without discomfort. You can't build a business without experiencing challenges, rejection. You can't get a strong and fit body by just laying around and eating whatever you want to eat. No, in order to get there, you have to experience the pain of discipline.
Imagine if you can use pain as a fuel. Imagine if you can use the pain as a passport. Imagine if you can use the pain to push you, to condition you, to prepare you for the stages and the rooms you've got to walk into and the tables you've got to sit at and the stages you have to stand on. What if the pain could make you better? What if the pain could build muscle? What if the pain could cause you to reach higher, to leap farther, to run faster? What if the pain could help you? What if all pain isn't hurt, but it's help?
I'm going to use the lessons I've learned to my advantage.
Let pain serve its purpose.
Use the pain.
You're not supposed to go through life without a struggle. You're not supposed to go through life without some kind of a setback. Throughout the course of your life, you will build on it. And you will grow from it.
If you really want to grow, you've got to be willing to admit when you are the issue. There were times when I was ready to give up, but I pushed through the pain and I made it. And that means that you can make it too. Just like you made it through your last storm, you're gonna make it through this one. Dry those tears and get back to work. Dry those tears and get back to your mission.
When pain shows up at your door, when people try to inject it, inflict it, use it to your advantage. I'm not complaining because life got heavier. I'm celebrating because I'm getting stronger. Let's go! Use the pain!
Your time is not up yet. Your time is right now. Your time is at this moment. And through the pain, you must rise up again.
But as long as I can feel it, I'm not in a state of paralysis. If you can feel it, you can move it. I know you're tired. I know you're weary. All the blood, all the sweat, all of the suffering. I know you want to quit right now, but this is not the time to let go.
What are you going to do with your pain?
Keep going. Use it to your advantage.